The Colorado River has been in severe decline for years, in part because of an historic drought that has reduced rainfall and snowpack. And those are things happening above the river. But what about below the river? As KJZZ's Pratham Dalal reports, the groundwater lurking beneath the Earth's surface also is playing a big role in the river's levels.
Groundwater's relationship to rivers and streams is more circular than many people may realize. Fred Tillman is a research hydrologist with the Arizona Water Science Center at the U.S. Geological Survey.
If there's a stream that is flowing all year long, meaning after it has rained and after the water has run off into the stream, then that stream is being fed by groundwater. So that groundwater and surface water interaction is a huge, important component of perennial year-round stream flow.
But not all groundwater is constantly circulating. Tillman says some groundwater can be stored for thousands of years. So once the water is pumped, it takes a lot of effort to get water back into the ground. Kathleen Ferris is with the Kyle Center for Water Policy at Arizona State University.
So in Arizona, most of our groundwater is ancient. In other words, it was physically stored underground in past geologic ages, 8,000 to 9,000 years ago. It is not renewable. So once you pump it, you have basically used it.
In order to recharge these aquifers, water is injected into the ground artificially. A whole agency has even been created for it, the Arizona Water Banking Authority.
Where they will put that excess Colorado River water out in these detention basins and allow it to infiltrate down, essentially recharge the groundwater systems there. So in that way, they've been banking that water now for some cases for decades.
The Banking Authority was created about 25 years ago. Through 2021, it has stored over 4 million acre feet for cities throughout Arizona. The agency oversees 28 storage facilities that can recharge aquifers. And, as Ferris says, groundwater maintenance affects more than just water supplies. It affects overall land composition.
Groundwater holds open the pores between the rocks and the gravel in which it is stored. And if you take it out, then those rocks and gravel collapse into each other.
Sinking land or subsidence can damage critical infrastructure, such as sewer pipes and canals.
And so you have that compaction, and it will cause the earth to actually sink.
In 2017, the State Department of Water Resources found that 3,400 square miles around Arizona were at risk of sinking. In Wilcox, just east of Tucson, there is an electric pole with a sign marking how much the land has subsided. The markings run the entire length of the pole, starting from the top in 1969 down to where it is now. Land near Luke Air Force Base, just west of Phoenix, has already dropped more than 19 feet since 1950. Cynthia Campbell is with the city of Phoenix.
Phoenix geologically is kind of a bowl, so we're kind of at the bottom of the bowl. The likelihood of having those kinds of impacts in the city of Phoenix and in the service area, we would really, really have to be pumping a lot of groundwater.
The state did not begin actively controlling any of its groundwater usage until the landmark Groundwater Management Act of 1980 was passed. That created 5 management zones in urban areas, including one in Phoenix. Each zone was asked to reduce its reliance on groundwater by 2025 to a safe yield level. That's when the amount of water being withdrawn is the same as the amount being replenished. Campbell says, since the 1980 Act, Phoenix has altered its water usage strategy.
So we completely changed the system around. We decommissioned a lot of wells. We gave up using groundwater almost in total. And today, we would consider ourselves a surface water system.
According to Campbell, Phoenix receives 58% of its water from the Salt and Verde Rivers, and only 40% from the Colorado River. Of that 40%, only about 2% comes from groundwater. Campbell says that's a negligible amount because it nearly equals the amount the city needs to draw from wells to keep them operational. Ferris says this number is a low number, but it is important to keep an eye on.
Relying on groundwater for only 2% of your water supply is pretty darn good. But as soon as Colorado River shortages hit, more and more groundwater will be pumped.
And with Arizona already slated to lose 21% of its water allocation from the Colorado River next year, water managers are already having to adjust. Pratham Dalal, KJZZ News, Phoenix.